Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever you're listening around the world. A very warm welcome from London in the UK. Here is today's news about electric cars and the future of transport. And I go through every EV article online, so you don't have to. My name is Martin Lee, and this is your EV News Daily for Monday, the 16th of April, 2018. Coming up on the show today, we'll talk about two brand new luxury EV brands, plus sometimes you just really need 20 chicken nuggets. But first of all, we'll talk about a long-term battery degradation study that's been going on. And battery deg is still the large unknown with the modern electric vehicle. And that's the question mark hanging over them. And that's not because there's anything wrong with the technology in general. It's just the modern era of electric cars, just only a few years old, rather than many, many decades of development for ICE cars. Well, in Holland, a group of Tesla fans on their forum are gathering data on 350 Teslas, and the results have just been updated. Now, the previous results, you may remember us talking about those before, were already very positive, but now it seems like there's more conclusions to the project, and that being that there is less than 10% degradation after 160,000 miles travelled in the Teslas taking part in this study. Well, Electrek reports, the data clearly shows that for the first 50,000 miles, or 100,000 Ks, most Tesla battery packs will lose about 5% of their capacity. But after the 50,000 mile mark, the capacity tends to level off, and it suggests that the average battery pack could cycle through over 300,000 kilometres, or 186,000 miles, before coming close to just 90% capacity. One of the cars reporting data into the study, and there's always outliers on all of any big amount of data. The car that's travelled the furthest has done 280,000 kilometres and it has just about 90% battery remaining. Now, of course, we don't know how many of the Teslas that are reporting into this study were supercharged every single day. And maybe some of them were slowly charged up to 70% diligently every day. So we don't know what kind of treatment those batteries have been given. But with 350 cars in the survey, that's a pretty good size for any data to start to draw some conclusions from. Now, although EVs may be relatively new, the 18650 cells which make up the Model S battery packs have been quite established for quite a long time. Indeed, Tesla only chose that technology when they first started because it was the most cost-effective and proven technology. Well, the temperature management is surely key to this. Even recently, the Nissan Leaf, without any thermal management on their new 40 kilowatt hour car, has come under a degree of criticism from people wanting to rapid charge multiple times in a row and finding out maybe they can't do that. Well, one commenter on the Electrek article summed it up nicely, so I'll give him the credit on this. He said, by 160,000 miles on various ICE cars I've owned in my life, not including regular oil and filter changes, I've replaced a manifold gasket, a timing belt tensioner, a dropped valve, a muffler, a head gasket, and more. Granted, this wasn't all on the same car, but it is something you'll never have to replace on an EV. He says to me, 10% battery deg is acceptable as a trade-off. And you know what? I think I agree. Well, the next things which spring to mind is how long will a battery actually last? Is there anyone who's had a Tesla battery failure, not after 10 or 20,000 miles because of a hardware failure, but they've just done so many miles, the battery's now unusable? Well, I've searched online. I can't find any examples of, and maybe I've missed it, maybe you know, correct me in the comments or get in touch, but I couldn't find any. Chances are the Tesla batteries will last longer than the car itself. Certainly any of the second uses, Teslas that have been written off in accidents and then people have bought the batteries for homebrew projects to put in different cars, all seem to be coping very well. What does it mean for second life batteries in terms of things like home storage? Well, good news from the perspective that these batteries are going to be usable for a long time, but maybe bad news in that not so many cars are going to have them to spare for quite a long time. Well, moving on, and plans are in place to launch a high-end electric car under the name Pininfarina, reports Motor Authority. The new Automobili Pininfarina was launched on Friday, a couple of days ago, last week, in Rome, where Pininfarina parent company Mahindra was competing in the Formula E race in Rome for the very first time. Well, the cars are going to be luxurious, they say, highly advanced, and offer extreme performance. The first model arrives this year as the production version of the H2 Speed concept that was shown at the Geneva Motor Show 2 years ago. Now, the H2 Speed is track-only, it's electric, but it's hydrogen fuel cell electric, only 12 are being built, but confirmed last Friday, a much more potent model, says this article, arriving in 2020 to serve as the flagship of the brand. It will reportedly use technology developed by Rimac, as well as Mahindra's Formula E team. Well, Pininfarina claims the 2020 hypercar will be capable of a 0-62 time in less than 2 seconds. That rivals next-gen Tesla Roadster, or whatever I'm meant to be calling it, Roadster 2, and the Rimac C2. 0-186 miles an hour, well, that's targeted in less than 12 seconds. And so the time it takes me to read this next sentence to say that it'll have a top speed of 249 miles an hour, well, in the time it took me to say that, you'll have gone from zero to top speed. And the world would have been flashing by at 250 miles an hour. That's kind of insane. A production run of around 90, they say, with a 311-mile range, which would indicate maybe a smaller battery than the Tesla Roadster. When the Roadster 2, whatever we call it, was launched, they were touting almost 1,000 kilometres range on that. And people were then scratching their heads going, double-decker battery? How do we do that? Well, Top Gear pointed out it'll also come with Level 3 autonomy, which is not fully autonomous, but the driver will be needed. It's a step up from simple lane-keeping assist and radar cruise, they say. Well, two more stories, and Mercedes-Maybach reveal a new teaser for what looks like to be a concept for a luxurious new EV. The car is set to debut in a few weeks at the 2018 Beijing Motor Show. This might be the Maybach SUV that was reported on a few weeks back by Autoblog. They say it's difficult to make out too many details in the teaser, but it definitely looks like it's different from the Vision Mercedes-Maybach that they've seen floating around for the past couple of years. A close-up shot of the steering wheel shows a soft blue glow that Mercedes has put on the EQ-branded cars. Other images show clean white leather, some rose gold trim, and a pair of seats flanking a flower-encrusted panel. And finally, even when you are road-testing a top-secret EV sports car from one of the world's most famous sports car makers, when you need a Big Mac, and when you want 20 nugs, you've just got to hit the drive-thru. Well, Inside EVs reports a Porsche Mission E was seen on the roads, in public, at a drive-thru at McDonald's. They've translated the video description from the person that posted it online. During a night refueling near Stuttgart, we ran into the Porsche Mission E test mule. During the difficult testing of hungry driver, he went for a Big Mac. Thanks to the front line, he couldn't get away. Check out the video and photos of the prototype model that is likely to unseat Tesla from the throne. End quote. That was the video description. And a couple of bits that might not have been translated so obviously. He said, thanks to the front line, he couldn't get away. Do you reckon that's the queue of cars in the McDonald's drive-thru? And also he says that it'll unseat Tesla from the throne. Yeah, that's just a pretty common thing that anybody says whenever they talk about pretty much any other EV, particularly a sports car or an expensive EV. Of course, the default thing is to compare it to either a Tesla Model S, X or 3 and normally follow it up with calling it Tesla beating. You know, it's just what journalists have to do. Well, I'd love to spread the word about electric cars. If you can, share this with somebody who might be interested. You can listen to every previous episode of the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, YouTube, TuneIn, Stitcher, and the blog evnewsdaily.com, where you can subscribe. Now, that means you get it first and free and automatically. It would mean a lot if you could rate and review where you download this, but no worries. I know you're busy. And if you want to say hi on our socials, like Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter, just search EV News Daily. Have a wonderful day, and I'll catch you tomorrow.